Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon. We are in graduation season. Every school and college or university in America is wrapping up their school year right now. In fact, here on the campus of Herbert W. Armstrong College in Edmond, Oklahoma, we just had our Armstrong College graduation and our Imperial Academy graduation last week. Now, this is really just a wonderful time of year where we focus on our young people and their really bright futures as they have invested many years in their education and they're passing on to the next phase in life. It's really exciting for all of those young people. Now, Herbert W. Armstrong, as the founder of Ambassador College, said that the college existed only to support God's work. Yes, it's wonderful that these young people are receiving education and moving on, but all of that is only happening in God's church because of God's work. The college is like the engine of God's work. Philadelphia Church of God Pastor General Gerald Fleury says the same thing that Mr. Armstrong always said, that Armstrong College exists only to support God's work. You could say the same thing about Imperial Academy, our K-12 school as well. It's so important for us to understand the real purpose of these educational institutions here in God's church. There are some people who wish that maybe they were a little younger and they had the opportunity to attend Herbert W. Armstrong College. And yes, it is a wonderful experience. I got to attend for 4 years. I also got to attend Imperial Academy my last 3 years of high school. Really a life-changing, transformative, revolutionary experience. And so, of course, that desire to attend God's college is a good desire. But really, we have to understand that we're not missing out if we haven't been able to attend the college for whatever reason. The fact is, God's work gives all of us a spiritual banquet of true education, a veritable feast of God's word. Those who attend Sabbath services with the PCG are experiencing vital instruction every week. In fact, God's church is known as God's Teachers College. It is spiritual education every week in how to become a teacher. This world needs teachers. This world needs leaders. Those future teachers and leaders are in training in God's church today. People need to understand God's truth, how to live, how to solve their problems, how to come out of sin and be free. And the teachers who will help those people are in training here in the Philadelphia Church of God. This is God's Teachers College. Now, even those who are not attending services with the PCG have the opportunity to study and prove God's truth for themselves if they would like to attend, there is perhaps a course load to go through, a curriculum for spiritual education, just to make sure that people agree with the doctrines of the church before they start attending services. But even that, it's a bountiful feast of true education. We have really an inspirational Bible course, the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course, 36 lessons available to you for free at bcc.hwacollege.org, bcc.hwacollege.org. And this Bible course really is a way to unlock the Bible. A 36-lesson course with multiple choice quizzes, and it's focused on the scriptures. In fact, it is encouraged for students of this Bible course to get out a notebook, get out a pencil, and write out the verses that answer the questions word for word. Read the verses in your Bible, write them out on paper, get them into your mind. Engrave God's word into your mind. Here at bcc.hwacollege.org, there's a few testimonies on the homepage. One of them says, "I'm 70 years old, and all the things I've been taught about the Bible are finally making sense. Your explanations are so simple that even a child can understand." Another one says, "I must have read the scriptures quoted in it many times before, but they never had the impact that they had this time." And finally, "I have believed I had a decent understanding of the Bible and what I thought to be basic truths, but I know I had been wrong. This is really amazing." Over 100,000 people have enrolled in this correspondence course, but very few have finished it. Very few have completed the test that comes after every four lessons, all the way to the end of the 36 lessons. And yet this is crucial, foundational, biblical understanding. I'm working my way through this course right now. I've studied all the lessons over the years, but I haven't written out all the verses, and that takes a lot of time. And it's certainly an enriching experience, something I deeply look forward to. And I try to get into that correspondence course several times a week. And then other days, you know, there's other material to study as well. But this website, bcc.hwacollege.org, allows you to take the tests online. You could receive the Bible correspondence course lessons in the mail, but you could take the tests online if you want to go through it even faster. Instead of waiting for the test to come in the mail, you can look at the lessons online as well before your lessons arrive in the mail. So it's a really convenient way to go through this course. The website says, "Answer the most important questions in your life." It says, "Do you wonder, do angels and demons exist? Is there life after death? What is my purpose?" And then it says here, "What does the Bible say? Focus on one key subject with each lesson. Monitor your progress with quizzes. Learn at your own pace. It's time to get the answers." Pretty exciting. I urge you to sign up for the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course at bcc.hwacollege.org. Really a life-changing course for sure. But that's just one resource that we have in God's work today. God's work makes available a tremendous volume of spiritual education. You can think about our publications, 10 issues a year of the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine, God's perspective on world events and Bible prophecy. What about Royal Vision Magazine? Christian Living, Doctrinal Subjects, 10 issues of that per year as well. There is True Education, our youth magazine, which really is beneficial to people who are not youths anymore as well. But that's 6 issues a year, I believe. Let the Stone Speak, our biblical archaeology magazine. And that comes out, I believe, 6 to 8 times a year as well, depending on the availability with that. But still, I mean, that's right there. That's 4 publications that come out regularly that we have the chance to enjoy and to enhance our spiritual education. You can go to thetrumpet.com and make sure that you are subscribed to these various publications. Also, our church website, pcg.church, has a wealth of material, articles regularly posted there. You can look up many different subjects to learn more as well. Also, armstronginstitute.org, so you can sign up for Let the Stone Speak. Then, of course, we have KPCG, all these radio programs at kpcg.fm. What about the Key of David program? That is really the flagship broadcast of the Philadelphia Church of God, presented by Mr. Gerald Fleury. And then, of course, the Trumpet Daily, every single day with Mr. Stephen Fleury. It is a wealth of spiritual education that God makes available to all of us. So we never want to think that we're missing out just because we haven't been able to go to Herbert W. Armstrong College. Even there, I mean, there are certain courses available online from the college to members of God's church. That's a great opportunity too. But here in Romans 11, verse 33, it says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." Now, yes, we cannot know all the depths of God. And yet, quite a lot of riches can be dug up and discovered in the Bible. The Bible is our instruction manual for how to live and how to be happy, how to live the abundant life of John 10, verse 10. And we need to cement in our lives the rock solid habit of daily Bible study. 1 hour a day of enrichment. It's been said that you can pay a tithe of your time to God each day. 1 hour of prayer, 1 hour of Bible study, 20 to 25 minutes of meditation. Now, it's not natural for us to spend our time that way. It does take persistent, determined effort. Now, speaking of that, our free booklet, Education with Vision, says, "True education is the persistent and determined training of the mind to think, act, and reason like the mind of God." Here in Edmond, Oklahoma, at Imperial Academy, at Herbert W. Armstrong College, our students are being trained not just how to earn a living, but how to live, how to think, act, and reason like the mind of God. Now, that does take a lot of effort, as that quote in Education with Vision says. You can receive a free copy of that booklet at thetrumpet.com. We have to be persistent and determined in our training, in our spiritual education. I've been asking a lot recently for focus, deep focus and concentration in prayer and Bible study. It's so easy to let the mind wander. It's so easy to be distracted by our cares and responsibilities, looming deadlines, or whatever it might be. And yet God just wants us to place those cares on Him. If we're concerned about it, we ought to pray about it. If we don't want to pray, we ought to pray to God about that as well. This is a really powerful section from Mr. Fleury in How to Be an Overcomer. This is a wonderful booklet also available to you for free at thetrumpet.com. How to Be an Overcomer, page 87. Napoleon wrote, "In military, public, or administrative affairs, there is a need for deep thought as well as deep analysis, and also for an ability to concentrate on subjects for a long time without fatigue." Mr. Fleury comments on that quote. Can you do that? You must have deep thought, deep analysis, and long periods of concentration without fatigue in order to understand the enemy. Now, of course, How to Be an Overcomer is about how to conquer the devil and conquer our own human nature and the evil world around us. And so concentration is needed in strategizing for spiritual warfare. It is a life or death struggle every day to live as a true Christian. We need concentration. Mr. Fleury continues here in How to Be an Overcomer. Some of us have health problems that prevent intense concentration. But if you are fatigued, ask yourself why. Is it because you are losing battles? Is it because you're not fighting with a system? What is the reason? Do you have trouble staying alert? Can you concentrate on subjects for a long time without fatigue? I remember back when I was attending Armstrong College, the intense, jam-packed schedule was wearing me out a little bit. And so I'd be a little bit tired when we arrived at the Friday night Bible study. But I remember Mr. Stephen Fleury telling me that if you are really intensely interested in what the minister is saying, you will not fall asleep. You will not nod off and then jolt back awake, because you will be locked in mentally, doing whatever you can, flexing your whole body if you have to, shifting positions if you have to stay awake and receive that spiritual feast. And you know what? That comment from, 13 years ago really did stick with me. I've never gotten tired in a message ever since. And so it really is a matter of how much are we interested in God's truth? How much do we want to learn and truly be educated? Mr. Gerald Fleury continues in How to Be an Overcomer. Napoleon could get the books and study and think and deeply analyze, concentrating for a long time on a subject without fatigue. That is an amazing ability to have. We can have that too, because we have all the power in the world if Christ is living in us. If you get fatigued too easily, you need to attack that problem. You have to get yourself in physical and mental shape to do that, and spiritual shape most of all. That reminds me of another wonderful trait that we can pray for. Besides just being focused in our spiritual efforts, here's another really important thing we need to ask God for. Matthew 5, verse 6. "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5, verse 6. Ask God for spiritual hunger and thirst, where you learn or where you yearn to learn from the Bible more than you need physical food and drink, where you're more hungry and thirsty for the spiritual than for the physical. And if necessary, do not have breakfast or do not have your coffee until you have prayed and studied. If that's what it takes to put God first and really pursue that spiritual education, then so be it. We need hunger and thirst for righteousness. God can get in our mind and change our desires if we ask him for help with that. We're all in the process of being spiritually educated. God's work provides so much spiritual material for us to consume. And then just to stop and think about it, as Mr. Gerald Flory talks about very much. There are a lot of wonderful ways to make sure that what we study, we also absorb. There is the method of mind mapping what we're studying, writing the central idea of the study material into the middle of the page, and then drawing branches out from that center, like spokes of a wheel, and putting those sub-ideas at the end of each spoke, and then putting bullet points underneath each of those topics. Mind mapping our studies. There's the concept of mixing up our studies. Maybe we're studying one of the church books or booklets. We have a vast literature library available at thetrumpet.com. But if we're studying the same thing every day, that can become maybe a bit of a slog. And so we need to mix it up. We need to have variety in these things. Maybe go to the correspondence course 3 days a week, and then to a book or booklet the other 4 days. Just keeping it interesting, having a schedule of deadlines for when we want to finish each book or booklet. Reviewing our notes if we're attending Sabbath services. Reviewing our notes Sunday morning, and then a week later, and then a month later, and having folders to organize those notes to make sure that we've gone through them and reviewed them a few times, so that we can transfer those notes into our long-term memory. Mr. Vic Hirma, the Southeast Regional Director of the PCG, has said, you don't have a bad memory, you just need to use the right tools. Hold yourself accountable. We always love to make that excuse. Oh, I just can't remember. Well, maybe we need to really persistently, determinedly train our minds some more and ask God to help us focus and concentrate on our studies. We need to apply Mr. Armstrong's 7 laws of success to our Bible study. You can get the 7 laws of success booklet for free at thetrumpet.com as well. But what an opportunity we all have, whether we are attending Imperial Academy or Herbert W. Armstrong College or not. The reality is, education is a lifelong process. We need to be educating ourselves for a lifetime. And thankfully, God's work provides us all the material we need for that right spiritual foundation of true education. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 12 p.m. Central Time.